So we're in this series, Been There. Now remember it says, been there, done that, got the t-shirt. We started with been there, got the t-shirt. This week, been there, done that. So we're going backwards. So let me ask you a question. Would you agree with me if I said, none of us like to feel that we're not in control? And yet, we've been feeling a little bit of that for the last 15 months. We couldn't really plan. We were never sure what to do, what not to do. Am I safe? Am I not safe? Does this work? Doesn't this work? In fact, I actually think that this concern about not being in control, I think has been harder on many of us than the pandemic itself. So here's the thing. The reason I start like this is because we'll often jokingly say, it's just me, I'm a control freak. I just have to be in control. But I don't think it's just a thing to joke about. I think it's a little deeper. It sits in our hearts. This need to be in control, I think, doesn't just have a personality thing to it. It also has a spiritual side to it. Because just think about this for a second. When I'm saying I have to be in control of something that isn't mine to control, what am I actually saying? Am I not saying, in a sense, that I'm trying to do God's work? Can I take it a little step further? I'm trying to be God. And isn't that exhausting? Trying to be God? That's why so many people, I think, are walking around tired, worn out. Can I take you back to last week? Because we want to be the old ox thinking, I can carry that yoke alone. I don't want to be the young one that's learning from the one who has been there. So we have two choices. I can make the choice to be in control, to carry it all and to want to do it all, or I can choose to surrender. Give it up. But now I know. For many of us, that word, just surrendering, doesn't go down well because we associate surrendering with defeat or giving up or going hands up. Here's the thing about surrender. The moment I learn to surrender to God, in that moment is when real life actually begins, because surrendering sets me free. When I'm in control, it's this life that exhausts me. And it's just frantic and it frustrates me. But the moment I learn to surrender and give it to God, that's when God's peace comes. That's when God's joy comes. And I can just experience and let it happen. Because at the center of our faith lies this thing called surrender. Go look at Scripture. That's what God expects. But maybe the best example, look at the life of Jesus. It's all about surrender. Yes, Father, I will go. Comes into this world. He's born as a human being. He surrenders in that garden. He surrenders on that cross to bring joy, peace. No wonder when Jesus there in Matthew chapter 16, when he's talking to the people, he says in verse 25, and I love this verse. He says, if anyone wants to save their life, in other words, if anyone wants to take control and say, I can be God, I can do all of this, I will take care of it, they will lose it. But anyone who loses their life to me, in other words, and anyone who says, I'm not in control, I want to surrender, I want to give it up to you, will save their life. See, that's the, forgive my word, I wanted to say amazing, but I'm going to use the word crazy. That's the crazy thing about surrender. It turns everything upside down. When I surrender, for the first time, I can breathe and experience life in its abundance. But when I try and take control, I usually lose that which I try so hard to keep and to hold. Because surrender says, trust God. Take these things that you're trying to control and hold and give them to God and allow God to be God. And then you won't have to sweat the God stuff that so many of us do. We're worried about doing God's job as if I can. And sometimes we try. We just do it for a little while, right? God, I'm going to give my marriage to you, but as soon as I give it, I want to take it back. Take care of my kids, but then I take it back. Take care of... So how do we get to that point where I can completely surrender? Let me take you to our passage for the day. And you thought I wasn't going to read scripture. Of course I am. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. And I'm reading from the NIV. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not just a little bit, not just half of it, not just the piece that I think I can give to God, all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding, your dreams, your plans, your strategies. Don't put your confidence in that. But in all your ways, submit to the Lord. And that's a hard word, right? Acknowledge God. Rely on God confidently. And then what will happen? And He will make your paths straight. Not, I will make my path straight. And then He will make your paths straight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. But submit to Him in all your ways. And He will make your paths straight. So here's the thing. If you're a little bit like me, I struggle with this because I trust God. But the moment I've given Him that control and I kind of feel, ooh, God's got that control. What do? I start working harder. I try better to get that control back. I trust God, but not with my whole heart. Still want to do my little thing. And I lean not on Him, but on me. But here's the problem. That's when that vicious circle starts. The more I want control, the more I'm afraid to lose control. The more I'm afraid to lose control, the more I want control. And then I get to the point where I'm saying to God, don't you worry, God. I've got this. I've got this. Well, I think the last 15 months have proven that, and forgive my horrible English, but I want to say it this way. The 15 months that have passed have proven we don't got this. There are things that no matter how strong I am, no matter how famous I am, no matter how rich I am, no matter how many friends I have, that I cannot control for the life of me. And we try. I try and control my spouse. I try, you know, the helicopter parents, to control my kids, always hovering. They're 30 years old, and I'm still trying to control hovering there over them. Control at work. But there are things you just can't control. Ask yourself the question, is that for me to control? Or am I trying to do God's job and I can't do God's job? What does the Lord say? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your power, my control. Don't lean on your own insights. Submit all your ways to the Lord, and He will make your path straight. Didn't say easy, not rocky, straight. So the question is, how do we go from a life of having control to a life of surrender? Ask yourself three questions. First question, is this worth my concern? Let me explain what I mean with that. I think many of us struggle with this one a little bit. Maybe it's a little bit of that little prayer. And I remember so well, I gave this to my daughter when she left to go work overseas. Lord, help me to accept the things that I cannot change. And the courage to change the things I can. And then give me the wisdom to know the difference. Is this worth my concern? Can I change this? Why am I trying to change this? Why am I trying to be in control of all of this? Is it worth my while? Can I give you a silly example? Kids come home. We're visiting. They're all sitting on their silly cell phones. And I want to grab those cell phones and dump them in the toilet and flush them down the toilet because it's frustrating me. So what do? I start going at them. Put away your cell phones. Don't be on the cell phones. Leave the cell phones alone. I want to be in control. Is it worth my concern? Because what's going to be the end of that? That whole afternoon is messed up. Because they're ticked off at me. I'm ticked off at them. And there we go. And that's a silly example. You could use your own examples of how we try to go. Why don't you put down the toilet seat? Just a little joke. Why don't you squish the tube from the bottom? And we get our nose out of joint. Because I want to be in control. What if I surrender that? So what if it's not squished from the bottom? Is it worth to break a relationship? Is it worth to hurt a friendship because of my control instead of giving it away? Second question we need to ask. Is it mine to control? Because there's a difference between surrendering and relinquishing my responsibilities. Because there are some things that God expects us to do. Let me take an example again, and please use your own. I'm just kind of getting your brain going. Is it mine to control? If your marriage is hurting and broken, you can't just sit back and say, oh, well, God, let's see if you can do something. You're going to do something from heaven, send some kind of angel or something, and they're just going to fix it like that? Or is this for me to say, this is where God expects me to take responsibility? So is it for me to look at my own heart and maybe adjust my heart because maybe I'm part of that problem? Is it for me to learn how to give more than I just want to take? Is it for me maybe to talk to a counselor? Sometimes God asks us to take control, to walk with Him. But there's a third question. Sometimes when it's not mine, I need to ask the question, is this meant for God alone? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. We think we know it all. We think we can do it all. But sometimes I just need to come to God and say, God, I can't do this. I can't be in control of this. I don't know how to take control of this. I don't know what to do with this. So I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to leave it with you. And I am going to trust in you that you will take control of this. And you know what happens when I surrender and I give it to God because this is God's to handle? This peace of God comes. Paul speaks about that, Philippians chapter 4, right? Verse 4. He says, do not be anxious about anything. If there are things that you know that are not yours to control, the God things, do not be anxious. But in everything, with prayer and petition, make these things known to God. So come and say, I give them to you, I leave them with you, and I'm going to trust you with it. I'm going to give them to you. And then with thanksgiving, say thank you that you're going to take care of that. And what will happen? And the peace of God that transcends all of what we can understand will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Sometimes there are things that I just need to give to God. Whatever that might be. It might be your marriage that you're trying to control. Might be your husband. Might be your wife. Will you give that to God so God can control your kids? Let me ask you this question. Talking about me controlling husband, wife. Can you change your husband? Can you change your wife? Can I just give you the answer? The answer is no, you can't. Can you change yourself? Can you allow God to change yourself? Can God do that in you, for you? Yes. Who's got control? Can you change your children's future? Can you protect them from every little thing that's going to happen? Can I give you the answer? No, you can't. But can you pray for them? Can you trust God with their future? Can you allow God to fulfill His promises in their lives? Yes, you can. But there are some things that belong to God and God alone. So when you come to these choices of control and surrender, ask yourself, is this my concern? Is it worth my concern? Is this mine to control? Or is this for God? For there is a God. And God knows how to take care of the God things. All I have to do is to trust in the Lord with all my heart. And not lean on my own insights, but to surrender to Him. And allow Him to take care of those paths so that He can control. So let me end. What will happen? What do you think will happen if today you make this choice and you say, God, this is hard for me. I've never done this, but today I am going to relinquish control. And I'm going to really surrender. I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to try to take it back. What will happen? So why don't you, as you sit there, why don't you lift your hands with me in surrender? And as you lift your hands in surrender, think for a moment of the things that are controlling your life. Of those things that you are so scared to let go, but you know that they're hurting. They're breaking relationships. They're hurting your whole body, your life, because they exhaust you. And would you just give them to the Lord? Surrender them with your open hands and let Him take them. Don't take them back. Then, when you've given them, will you allow God, and you can change your hands, will you allow God to pour His peace and His joy into your life that changes everything? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And He will make your path straight. Amen. Pray with me. Father God, it's hard. It's tough to let go. It's difficult not to want to be in control. Thank you that you showed us how to do that, Lord Jesus, because you came. You came into this world and you surrendered. You surrendered right there on the cross. And because of that, we have life. Because of that, you sit at the right hand of the Father. Because of that, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, because you surrendered. As in these moments, Lord, we just gave this to you. We thank you that you can take control because you are God. And you can take care of the God things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.